BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast for you for free. As Zane Lowe announces an Eminem exclusive on Radio 1, I reveal who my ideal rap trilogy would be, my three favourite rappers of all time. I want to interview them. It's my dream. General Bantz with Chris, also Innuendo Bingo with Nahal. His laugh is brilliant. And Real or No Real today with Mr. Greg James.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
You're really growing up now, aren't you?
In what way?
I just like it that you're really becoming an adult.
What have I done now?
I just enjoy watching you trying to sort out, now you've got your new flat, how to work out how to pay bills.
Oh, it's a right pain in the... you don't understand.
I do understand. I do it myself.
And there's things that I'm paying for that I didn't...
I didn't sign up for this.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. I do, yeah. It's a lot, isn't it?
Mate, I'm having to deal with a boiler. I'm having to deal with all sorts.
I know. It's grown up.
It's odd, and it's weird having to call people. I called someone today, and I asked, "What exactly do you do? Like, what are you giving me here?
Why am I paying for this?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Stressing you out a little
bit. As you said, it needs to be done, though. It's growing up, isn't
it? I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, so coming up, Jake Bugg and a bit of KTB with 5 a.m. Innuendo Bingo is with Nahal today at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, tomorrow is Friday, and we've got some guests in at 1:45. It's Bard and Veergard off of Ilvis. You know Ilvis.
What does the fox say?
So, they're like talk show hosts in Norway. They're big news all over Scandinavia.
What the fox say?
And they've now broken the 200 million mark on views on YouTube.
Whoa.
So this all started when they got their mates, the music producers Stargate, to help them make a really bad song. So Stargate went on their show in Norway and they're like, can you help us to make a song that's bad on purpose?
That's what we need.
I know.
That's who we need to get to, Scott, Stargate.
I know. So they helped them make that song and they weren't really expecting it to go massively viral.
What does the fox say?
It's bad on purpose. Honest.
What the fuck say?
So, Bard and Veergard are going to be here tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to meeting them. I hope they'll be dressed up.
What the fuck say?
I would have thought that would be a given, wouldn't you? And everything I've seen of them, they're always dressed up.
Yeah.
I've been doing a bit of research today to find out a bit more about them.
Yeah. They've got some really good like pranks on YouTube.
That's the thing. They do. I mean... Like, we could get hold of Stargate and do something quite similar, potentially.
Kind of been done now, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, the creators of The Fox and also some other hot songs, Ilvis, are going to be here at 1:45 tomorrow.
Have they got others?
Yeah, there's one called Stonehenge, which is quite funny.
Is there?
Yeah. That's like the follow-up.
Oh, wow.
But it's going to be a bit like the Psy follow-up, isn't it? It's like, it still gets millions and millions of views, but it's never going to match.
Not the same.
It's not the same.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, the shooting is here. Sniff it.
Okay.
Sniff it.
What? It's not as bad as it has been.
No.
But it's still not pleasant.
Relatively fresh.
Don't ever ask me to sniff it again.
1:45. It's going to be Innuendo Bingo with Nahal, and I want you to watch. Make it your first time watching today. If you've never watched before, you won't go back. You'll never just listen again. 1:45 on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, or as I said on the chart show on Sunday, www.bbc.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alex from Sheffield's been on. Thanks for your text. He says, will you be making another Christmas single this year, as last year's was class? Alex, I've got to be honest with you. Don't need to. We'll just wheel it out every single year forever. That was the idea of it.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, we were just meant to make one song and hopefully over time it will become a classic.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at all the Christmas classics that we play in this country, Wham is like, what, mid-80s?
We need it to age well. That's
we
the
do.
Thing. We need time to move forward and that just to be a sign of the times sort of thing.
That Slade one is like early 70s. Wizard.
Some of them weren't even hits at the time.
No, I know. Mariah is like, that's mid-90s, ages ago. So we're good, I think, for another few years. No need.
But should
we will definitely play the perfect Christmas single again up to Christmas. And because it's Friday tomorrow, how does everyone feel about another Christmas song tomorrow? I eased you in a couple of weeks ago with Mariah. What are you saying?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Nahal has just said that Innuendo Bingo is his favourite feature on British radio. That's
how nice
really
is
nice.
That?
I know.
Hashtag real talk.
Real talk? So, get involved. If you can watch this, then do it. And let me know if you're watching for the first time today. Loads and loads of people have never watched Innuendo Bingo.
What?
And it's like 100% funnier when you watch. So, oh, the waters have been brought in.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. So, get online now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Don't be scared by that slightly sinister-looking microphone. We just put a glove on it.
Or the glove, more to, yeah.
It looks horrible.
Reminds me of this unfortunate internet customs once.
Sure. So get online, on the computer, on your tablet, on your mobile phone to bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're about to play bingo. Let's turn the cameras on.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Last time you played, Nahal, we were all remembering your laugh from last time. It's a good laugh. It's a hearty laugh. I like it.
I like to get amongst it.
So, we've got some really good clips from you lot. Let us know if you're watching on the website today. You can even watch on your phone. It's well good.
Cheers, pal. Cheers, bro.
Hello, Tom, who's watching at work. Also, Natalie is watching at work on her phone, just trying to hide it from the boss. And Jordan in Newcastle, good afternoon. Yes. Okay, right, so let's make it a good one, lads.
Right then.
Ready?
Down the hall.
He's so excited. He was even doing like warm-up exercises before.
Okay.
Here we go. Lots of water, please, for this one. First, we're going over to Homes Under the Hammer. And this builder is not afraid to divulge some trade secrets.
The main plan is now to get planning permission in. I've also actually got a 6-inch pipe.
Oh, that's unpleasant, isn't it, Nahal?
Well, kept it in.
Straight
well
in the face. So Nahal kept it in. Chris, not so much.
Well played. And as you said, he's a hearty laugher.
He is.
Okay. A 6-inch pipe.
That's just that's just to warm up.
Okay, I'm getting there. I'm in the zone.
David says there's no better break from uni work than Innuendo Bingo. True that. Rich and his van sent that one in. Now over to BBC Radio 4. And Mark Lawson interviewing a guest who seems to get on very well with the principal conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Sir Simon Rattle.
Simon Rattle asked you in rehearsal if you found an 11th finger from somewhere. he can't work out how you're doing the fingering.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
Two hits in that one.
Oh, my God!
Rob from Ashford, thank you for that one.
Sorry, I felt the water skim the top of my head there. I wanted to look around to see where it
Listen,
went.
Listen, yo, photographer...
So fine.
Poor Jen's
You're right.
Fire. So fine.
Friendly fire.
So, Dan's watching. Fran is from Essex is watching from Cambodia. Worldwide. Okay, next. Who remembers BBC Breakfast weather presenter Carol Kirkwood?
Yes.
Now, Carol had a revealing encounter with the public.
What a great vantage point you've got there, Carol. Have you had a chance to sort of wave to people out over the balcony?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
Carol was on a big kind of cherry picker doing the weather.
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
What do you want, is it?
Oh, right. Done it again, haven't you?
It's like double hit.
I hit the back wall last time.
Double hit Innuendo Bingo today.
Oh, God. Skimming the top of my head every time. Like,
such force.
Oh, this is amazing.
Loving life. Okay. Back to Only This Morning on Radio 1 now. And after a difficult start to the day, Sarah Cox once again, as always, gives out far too much information.
It's just so horrible. It's like the worst start to the day ever. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk about my the hairy plug hole there.
Oh, my word.
So many people sent that in. Listen to his laugh.
Thank you for sending that to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Oh, so many of you sent that. Sarah Cox there.
The heavy plug hole there.
Oh, no. Phil Spencer slipped one in again. Now, he knows exactly what he's doing, Phil does. But when he says things like this on national television, what can you do? I mean, we have to play it. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping this unsightly erection won't mean any hopes of a happy house hunt.
Everyone fine-ish? Chris is dribbling.
This unsightly erection...
Fine. We're fine. We're fine. It dribbled out real slow. Peter in Southampton was fairly... was fairly startled by that one.
Okay.
More water, please. I love how much Nihal loves it.
Oh, man, this is the best.
Problem is, I went to go have a look at my pants earlier that, you know, that I left hanging up to dry. They're not fully dry yet. You know, the ones I just do on rotation?
Yeah, I do, game? Yeah. And turn them the other way and make them do another week. Ready?
The heavy plug hole there.
Sorry, that's not playing fair. Now, Tom in Nottingham came in halfway through Tuesday's episode of Africa 2013 and wasn't quite sure what it was that Kate Humble was talking about here.
It could be that it's about to come, and it will be the most extraordinary thing to witness.
It always happens eventually. You hold it in at the time.
It's about to come.
There we are. Kate Humble.
I'm sorry, dude.
It was a dust storm, we think.
You all right there?
What happened there, please?
He's so delayed in his spray.
I'm just trying to... hold it in.
Okay.
Nihal's laugh is funnier than the clips themselves, says Mark, listening to work. Don't drink a hot coffee during bingo, Josh. Really bad idea. Okay, over to Radio 4 now, and an unexpected question from the Radio 4 announcer at the end of Book of Bedtime. Now, I don't know, is this one? Let's find out.
A Pacificus production for BBC Radio 4. Now, can you knock out the perfect contrast?
Didn't even hear it.
I didn't even hear an innuendo.
Okay, right, let's try and get to the end of this one, guys.
I just went because the hole went.
Here we go. Ready? Let's try and get to the end.
A Pacificus production for BBC Radio 4. Now, can you knock out the perfect cauliflower cheese?
Oh, my.
Oh, everyone's drenched. It's brilliant. Watch this if you're not watching already on the Radio 1 website. It's so good today.
Oh, my. Cauliflower cheese.
Yep. Can we continue, please? We're going to Come Dine With Me now. Come Dine With Me, often featured on Innuendo Bingo. I don't know about you, but I've never welcomed guests into my house by doing this.
Offer you a drink?
You certainly can. I'd love a drink, yes.
Good.
Champagne would be beautiful.
Champagne.
Have you dropped your plums in there, have you?
Unusual way to greet people. Thank you to Martin for that.
Have you dropped your plums in there?
Oh,
man.
Okay, so we're not through yet.
What?
I know, there's quite a few more. Oh, but I'm enjoying it.
Oh, so am I.
Everyone all right?
Oh, yeah.
Lauren's loving it. So is Rob, Kirsty and Kieran. It's making his day at college on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, now, so we are going to Channel 4 News. And this reporter reflects on a very interesting film he's just made.
To speak out openly about some of these issues, the woman that you saw at the end of my piece there.
What? Even for me, that was extreme.
Oh. The woman that you saw at the end of my piece there.
It's always second time, no.
That went inside me. I mean, jumper.
I tried.
Thank you to Kate for spotting that one. Give yourself the points.
Oh, gee. I'm
enjoying this.
Right, come on.
The heavy plug hole there.
No, dude.
Sorry.
Really?
Okay, let's move on. So now we're going over to Eggheads.
Why's the glove
making that.
Is the glove waving? Over to Eggheads now. Eggheads. And Judith Keppel receives an unfortunate question.
Judith Keppel!
Judith Keppel, now there's nothing you can do about this clip once it gets started. You're just going to have to sit there and brace for it. So brace, everyone.
In which decade of the 20th century were the authors Philip K. Dick and Gabriel Garcia Marquez born?
We had a question about Dick the other day. Do you remember?
Okay, we're good. Thank you to Matt and Derby. There's lots of people laughing on the M6, says Ginge. This is painful to watch with a broken rib, says Rich in Taunton. Ow. Okay, here we go. Now, what is happening?
Straight across the leg.
Oh, dude.
No, okay, so now... James the Red Van Man emailed me to say that he was listening to this next clip from Sarah Cox yesterday.
Oh, wow.
He was only kind of half listening, and he did think for a second that she'd said something quite different.
My husband wouldn't take kindly to a hairdryer being used at 3 a.m, so I inserted a large Velcro roller into my fringe.
Sarah Cox there. Don't even think it's one, but I understand if you were listening, kind of like half listening, it would have been weird.
Into my fringe.
Yeah, and now our favourite clip. Our favourite clip from earlier in the week.
Is it Wilbur?
All right, okay.
It's not my right hand. It's a Radio 4 programme about a climber. And we still aren't really sure why they ever thought it'd be a good idea to do this with a donkey.
She did. The longest journey she did was 25 miles in one day across a mountain pass. But they did realise that actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
That was amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So good.
The heavy plug hole.
That was Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. Thank you if you watched. Thank you if you listened. Nihal, always good to have you on. That was
big love.
That
big
was
love.
Quite something.
That was amazing.
Thanks so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Lauren, off of London. It's been emailing me. She's having that thing where you've got to choose your meal. Like it's a work meal coming up and you've got to choose it. You know, the Christmas meal.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, how do I know what I want on the day?
I hate the gimmicks. You know, like the Secret Santa.
Yeah, not a fan.
It's awkward here. I mean, we say we're going to do presents and stuff like that. It ends up usually being something on air. I mean, we usually do it by the shopping channels, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we do. I might not do that this year because I've ended up with so much rubbish in my house from that game. Do you remember when you got me those nudie plates one year?
Oh, that was brilliant, wasn't it?
It's a lady in not much on the plates.
Last year, you told me you were going to bring in my Christmas present the next day. And then from there on in, I knew exactly what was going to happen. Then it was the next day. Then it was the next day. Then I thought, oh, I'll give up now.
Did you actually get it?
No, of course not.
Oh, awful. I'll get you one this year. Anyway, how am I supposed to choose what I want for dinner in like a month's time? I might not be feeling the same way. You've got to choose the menu beforehand. It's like a pub scenario.
You just go for the Christmas dinner option, don't you? Always.
Yeah, but then you've got the thing, like she's having to choose at the moment between prawn cocktail and melon boat.
Hey! Oh, throw you.
Melon boat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know on Christmas adverts, like the Lily Allen one at the moment, they normally slow down well-known rock songs and you get a female acoustic kind of vibe on it.
It's become a thing, hasn't it?
Definitely a thing. So there's the Lily Allen one, but they've also done a slowed down Christmas ad version of that song and it's on an advert for a well-known department store.
We live in circles.
Slow it down, put a piano on.
And it's so hard to breathe.
This is on a Christmas advert
now.
Same old fears, what have we here? Don't bring me down.
It works.
It works, but this was our idea.
Here's the thing, see, I think that too. But, like, no one's going to let us take credit for it. But do you remember, ages ago, before Gabrielle Aplin was really ever invented and before she did that Power of Love, which was on the advert last year.
That was the thing. It was before she even... I mean, I still think she got that Christmas advert because...
Yeah.
Because... And she'll never fully admit it.
Yeah, she won't. She will not admit it, and neither will anyone else. But you know what? We know, and the listeners know
she
who did it
who
first.
She was who when she came in?
She wasn't that... She was a bit who. She'd not been invented yet.
No,
and then she had a number
one. She
was a
twinkle in a... No, she wasn't.
She wasn't a twinkle.
She was definitely here.
Anyway. But
the point is...
We did it first. Yeah. So we did it with Gab Blah as a bit of a joke because we were aware that it's always a rock song slowed down with a female vocal on it and just a little guitar or piano. So, for instance, System of a Down.
Wake up! Drum race and put a little makeup.
This is the original. Chop Suey.
Why'd you leave the kids up on the table? Here you go, create another table.
So then we got Gab Blah on this show to do this to it. I love this. It's fine, Chris. We know it was our idea.
Yeah, well, exactly.
We just got no money for it, so...
Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. Angels deserve to die.
Are you slightly kicking yourself now? I am.
Just put a bear and a hare on it and you know, you've got a Christmas advert.
Well, yeah. Then they release this on the Christmas advert, which gets number one song. Damn it.
Next time, let's keep these ideas to ourselves.
Yeah, let's not do them on a national radio station. That's the way, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Zane Lowe.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, really good.
Tell me what you've got.
Well, yesterday, this all began like a few years ago when we kind of came up with the loose idea, like wouldn't it be great to sort of get, you know, the treble, like the three biggest rappers in the world, basically, if we could sort of somehow do it. And we were kind of hoping that it would occur over, you know, a certain amount of time. We never ever kind of believed that it, or dreamed that it would happen in like 6 months. And so we got Jay, we got Kanye, and then yesterday we went to Made of Our Studios and we did an interview with Eminem. So, yeah. So now we have Eminem as well. And what's even bigger than that is he brought his whole band down with him, like his 7-piece band, and they did 4 songs live for us, Made of Our as well. So we've got the added bonus now of having these 4 songs that he recorded for us. And I mean, this is him and Mr. Porter fully live on the mic, no backing tracks, no backing vocals from him, no nothing, just him literally spitting these tracks live with the live band behind him, like full on live hip hop. So it was incredible to watch.
And he was on good form, right?
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Like the best time I think I've ever had, you know, I've ever spent with him in an interview situation. Like, I mean, in the past I've had him in a more serious mode and I've had him in kind of a more sort of, I don't know, defensive mode or in a silly mode. I've never had all of it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was kind of his full personality on display. And I think he's in the best form he's ever been in, to be honest, just from my observation.
Now, we are tweeting the picture right now. I love the... I love when you do it in the studio. It feels really intimate when you watch it, you know?
It's just really comfortable for people like that because that's, I think, when they feel very, very at home is when they're in a recording studio environment. So the idea was initially just because Jay-Z wanted to do something very different and so me and James had the idea of a playback or some kind of listening to tracks while we... It didn't work out to be that in full, but just to be able to have access to their music and be in a control room, whether it's Abbey Road or Radio Theatre or Meadow Vale, I think they walk in and they feel sort of quite comfortable straight away because they know what that desk does, you know?
Yes, it makes them feel at ease, totally.
Are you not worried that they're going to find some of maybe your more random songs on the iTunes, maybe the ones that you're a bit embarrassed of?
No, but I mean, they're definitely... there are situations like, I mean, yesterday with the Eminem thing, I mean, it all started really well. I started with Bad Guy off the album. We talked a bit about it, but I forgot to stop it. So then I went, and then I was like, so let's go and check out this track, Monster, and put the faders up, and it was playing, like, I don't know, track 4 on the record or something. And it was,
oh.
It was, yeah, it wasn't the smoothest move, but some shifty editing will sort that out.
Right, so this is happening on Monday. This is when you can hear it, the 4 interview and 4... exclusive session tracks, yeah, recorded exclusively for Zane and for Radio 1. So it's Monday, the 18th of November, and it's happening on your show between 9 and 10 p.m., right?
That's right, yeah. We're going to do some build-up between 7 and 9, and then because of some of the language and the content, and we don't want to take them out of context, we're going to play the interview in its entirety with all 4 tracks between 9 and 10, and then a la sort of Jay-Z and Kanye, we're going to put it out over 4 nights on the Radio 1 YouTube in 4 different parts with a different song filmed added to the end of each interview bit each night. So,
oh wow, I've just seen that he performed Stan.
He did Stan, yeah, it's one of the tracks. He did Berserk, which we're hopefully going to be able to play tonight, which sounded amazing.
Yeah.
He did Survival, he did Stan, and he did Not Afraid.
Wow. Wow, yeah. 4 session tracks from Zane. Listen this Monday for the interview and the tracks, 9 till 10 on BBC Radio 1. Do you know what? I'm hoping for that I maybe, you know, can follow your lead one day and also get my rap trilogy on air.
Well, I loved what you did, what you've done with masterpieces throughout the years. I mean, I love the way you adapt these ideas and make them your own, and I would love to know what you're thinking.
Yeah, you can see where this is going, Zane.
I'm thinking, you know, just strip back, like... just me and them in the studio, just chilling.
As it was intended.
As it was intended. I'm thinking Flo Rida.
It's like Woodstock did it, brand new villain, bop to the music, psychedelic visit, my heartbeat acoustic moves like...
Come on, Zane, it's Flo Rida.
I'm just lost in his flow right now.
Then I'm thinking number 2 on my list would be Tinchy Strider.
Hey, I'm going to big up Flo Rida. I'm going to big up Tinchy Strider. I got nothing but time for Tinchy Strider.
Well, maybe I want Dappy, though.
Dappy's a nice... Dude, these guys, this is a decent list.
I know. Do you want me to hit my third?
Go!
Pitbull!
Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck.
You can't argue with that.
It's just a bit you chose. I mean, Pitbull's got rhymes, but you're just like pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck.
Back it up like a Tonka truck. Dale.
You've got the Godfather trilogy. You've then got Zane Lowe's trilogy. And then you've got the Scott Mills trilogy.
Yeah, featuring Feet Pitbull.
Keep it milled.
Yeah. Listen, we're really looking forward to that. So Zane Lowe with Eminem, exclusive for Radio 1, Monday night. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Zane.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you. Eminem with Zane Lowe, Monday night on Radio 1. And it's going to be on the Radio 1 YouTube as well. Awesome. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
How can I help?
This morning, I got an email from a client telling me that they'd sent me a text and they hadn't got a delivery report. Hey!
Good.
Do it back to me.
Hi.
Beth.
Hi.
Do it back to me again.
Hey!
Hey! Text delivery.
Hey!
All right. Text delivery report. It feels good doing that, doesn't it?
It does.
It feels really good. You get it now, right?
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You cracked your phone, Greg.
Yeah.
Have you got yours fixed yet, Chris?
No.
You still haven't got that screen fixed?
No, I just can't bring myself
seriously.
To.
Seriously?
It was so bad yesterday. I became my dad in the shop properly.
Yeah.
Like I said to the guy, can you replace the screen? He went, oh, we only replaced the whole handset. That'll cost £200. I went, well, you know, just put the screen in. I said, if my car gets a puncture, I don't buy a new car.
You know what you got to do, Gregolar? Put a cover on it. That's
if you liked it, then you should have put a case on it.
It's true.
That's what he said. He went... Well, you could pay for £200 new one, or you just put a cover on it. Yeah. Let's get a cover then.
Put a cover.
I think it adds character. Do you think?
No. I really like it because I'm like well smug. I'm like, why you should put a case on it? Idiot. You should put a case on it.
It's like Halloween. It looks like cobwebs.
Yeah, it does. I know. So it's now time for Real or No Real with Greg James on Radio 1, who's here in 15 minutes. Are these real or no real?
In 2011, a 75-year-old dug too deep into the soil in her back garden, severing a fibre optic cable and cutting off the whole of Armenia's internet.
Whoa. Oh, that's the kind of thing I would do, isn't it? A couple of wines. Oh, rubbish. I cut off all of the internet for the whole country.
Jeez, that's bad, isn't
Back
it?
Back to dial-up.
I like it when people do little things that just alter the whole world.
I enjoy it very much.
It's like when, it's like this, and don't hoo him, but remember when Comedy Dave turned Radio 1 off?
How did he manage that?
Yeah. But about 20 years ago, he turned Radio 1 off. I just went into a little room, turned a switch, and the whole thing went off.
Just turned it off.
And it's great that there's one switch that does that. There's a switch at the back of this studio. In every studio, there's a big red switch.
I know. What does that do? I always want it off. I want to press it. Does it turn off Radio 1?
It turns the room off.
Does it?
There's a few of those kind of switches around it.
Does it mean that we don't go out at all then? Yeah. Do you not hear us?
It's a switch
press
that turns...
Press it.
No.
Press it. It's really inviting now. It says break a switch,
not 12-hour switch, 12-hour switch.
It doesn't it's say so confusing. Do not touch, does it?
But it is big and red.
It's massive and red.
There's someone outside poised, in case you do, to take you down.
Why have they got a rifle?
He'll take you down.
He is.
He's just because we've even mentioned that we might touch the button. He's out there like, what?
Right. Do you remember in the old place the panic button under the desk?
Yeah, I used to press it with my knees.
We press it by accident, and it would be like the security would be called. Mm. But actually, in reality, it was press, and a man would just come downstairs and go, "Everything all right?"
Yeah, it's like, no.
The whole point.
I've been taken hostage, you idiot.
Obviously not.
But the problem with that is the panic button was round about where your knees were.
Yes, it was. And every day that security guy would come to go, "Everything all right? All good?"
Well, it's like no one cares about burglar alarms anymore. Because they go off and it's like, oh, yeah. Obviously the cat set it off.
Someone's burglar alarm.
If anything, it's annoying. You go, "I wish you'd turn that off."
That's the first thing. You think car alarm, you
car
go,
alarm.
Oh, turn it off. Oh,
what a noise. You don't think, oh, that's a shame, their car's being broken into.
Turn it off, I'm trying to sleep.
But what about the 75-year-old woman who cut off all of Armenia's internet by digging into the soil in her back garden?
She definitely did.
Yeah, it's the fibre optics, I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Gutted.
How far down did she dig?
Where was she going?
What was she digging
Trying
for?
Trying to escape Armenia.
By digging under it.
Yes.
The main announcer on the TV channel Dave and the main announcer on the TV channel Viva are going out in real life.
Not the same, is it?
None of that fun when I was the voice of Dave.
You were, weren't you?
None of that fun.
Can you explain to me the voice of these things? Because when I was a student and you were the voice of Dave...
Sure.
Obviously, I watched that channel quite a lot because I was a student. Mm. And it sounded like you were never there.
No, you're not there.
I wasn't doing
it
live.
Are you live? No.
You sit there all day and night doing that.
At one point, you said, you made some witty comment and said it was Top Gear and it was a completely wrong show.
Yeah, that wouldn't... Well, I don't think that would have been my fault. I wasn't there. It was like, you know when you did the BBC Three thing?
Yeah.
That was live.
Yeah.
So, but on...
Often they're not.
During the day, I did daytime Dave. It was all you recorded the links in about 40 minutes for a week.
It's like it's like on Homebase FM. I was never there.
Well, you're not.
No.
I think you should sit in a garden shed if you're doing Homebase FM and do it from the shed.
But you shouldn't.
Yeah. So when you heard me talk about like the latest offers on flowers and gardening, I wasn't actually there.
But you sounded like you really meant it.
I know, I did.
You cared. You did care.
Really cared. So, but I mean, I imagine people, you know, in a similar situation, you're just sat in that box on your own announcing the programmes. Why would they not be going out? You know, they probably work the same shift. But are the voices of Dave and Viva going out in real life?
I'd say great. Absolutely, yes. Of course.
I don't know.
Those boxes are quite lonely. Yeah. You have to record in. You could easily sneak someone else in there. And no one would find you.
From would the voice of Viva be going out with the voice of Dave? I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know if they match. I'm going to say no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
I'd love that to be true.
Yeah.
What about this?
The inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, did not want people to answer calls by saying hello. Instead, recommending people say ahoy.
Right.
I'd be well up for that.
Yeah, Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. Mm. Ahoy, hoy.
Imagine that. What's that? Hey! Ahoy.
Definitely. Bring back the ahoy.
Yeah.
Is it ahoy, hoy? I think two hoys.
Ahoy.
It must have come from somewhere.
Yeah. So Alexander Graham Bell off of TV.
Is that
TV?
Is telephone. Alexander Graham Bell?
No,
who?
He is not a who.
I think
he invented the flipping telephone. He's not a who. He's a legend.
Well,
that's what he is. Legend.
So,
what else did he do?
Don't know.
Just the phone, isn't it?
I think that's enough, Greg.
I know, yeah.
Oh, what else do
what
you
else
want?
You got, mate?
Yeah. Did he do, was it the old telephone, like the, hello, Wembley 222, that one, off of Downton?
It's just two cups and some string.
Yeah. So he wanted people to say ahoy and not hello, real or no real?
Absolutely real. If Mr. Burns says it, it's real. Must be.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Right. You got to bring it back then, Scott.
Let's, yes, great shout. Let's
ahoy,
bring it
ahoy.
Back. Ahoy, ahoy.
Try it.
Ahoy, ahoy. I like it. Next.
The Wi-Fi network at the house shared by Siva and Tom from The Wanted is named Tom Has a Tiny...
Ah. Runs out of characters.
Oh.
It is interesting. I moved into a new place. It's interesting seeing the different Wi-Fi names out and about,
isn't it?
Yeah. And
you're nicking downstairs as Wi-Fi again.
I'm absolutely not, because as Kari produces the show can vouch, I've been busy trying to sort bills today. All first right. time.
Thanks for doing some work.
No, and work, obviously.
Wow. So you nick Wi-Fi, do you? You're one of those people.
I was looking at the Wi-Fis today, the fibre optics.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit expensive.
Yeah.
Cuts down on buffering times, doesn't it? Know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what? I've got Gary Lucy lover in my road.
I reckon it's Gary Lucy. Does he live next door?
That's one of the Wi-Fis in my road, Gary Lucy lover. Oh, I've never nicked it like you, though.
No, yeah, yeah.
Borrowed their Wi-Fi.
The one at Tea in the Park was good when Rihanna was there, because it just said Rihanna's Wi-Fi.
That's pretty cool.
It's really blatant.
But... have they renamed the Wanted's Wi-Fi? Tom has a tiny. That's the Wi-Fi in the house shared by Siva and Tom.
It's a bit like the Bluetooth names as well. If you search for available Bluetooth, so I don't know if that's still the sort of modern technology. And is it? It's like maybe.
Bluetooth's on loads.
But you can see names of people's phones.
I always want to try and connect to their phones.
Yes,
if you're driving
sometimes.
In your car and you've got Bluetooth, you can imagine you've got someone's conversation, start talking to them.
Hello.
All right.
Ahoy.
Stuck in traffic on the M25 or something. All right.
Real or no real?
I think that's real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Made it up, didn't
badly.
We? At the end of that,
I got full house, 40 points.
Oh, yes.
Who's making that up? Who's making that one up?
What?
That last real or no real, who's making that up? That's a weird one.
Over there.
Who had that idea of when, oh, I wonder. Work backwards. Why did he come up with that?
What are you thinking?
What's wrong with you?
All right. So what did Greg get, please?
He only got 20. Oh, 40. Poor.
Shocking.
Poor.
What you got today, Gregory?
Andy Murray on the show after
That's
five.
It.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is it? Yes.
You still friends with his mum?
She tweets you.
She tweets me, yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of weird to see. It's interesting when you watch celebrities' Twitter, isn't it? Who they're engaging with.
I think she likes you.
I went to the tennis at the weekend and came back from it and went, oh, watching a weekend of tennis, I'd really like to be a tennis player. Is it too late? And she was just really abusive and went, she swore at me and went, yes, it is. You're pathetic.
I love that she swears at you.
I know, I love that. She's quite direct, isn't she? Really direct.
She's a feisty lady.
Yeah. That was the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Hit subscribe and you will get it for free every time there's a new podcast. Tomorrow at 1:45 on the show, off of What Does the Fox Say? Norwegian people, Elvis. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.